Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yom Shiva Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. And we're going to be discussing the Shaila. So the fourth Chayach Rebbe Feger Rebbe Tichol Dispasi, Rebbe Gamer Ben Gloria, and Rebbe Yosef Ben Chana. We're discussing the Shaila of Hefsek Taira that was done with Ben Ashmoshes based on the Taras Abayis of Chacham, Chacham HaShalem, Gana Gana Ga'inim Rabbi Avadi Yosef Zatzal. And some misspell from this Jew, it's not even Shaykh. You just learn his tshuvas, and you see, he throws out an ayin in this sefer, that he learned the tshuva. You see, it's a 20-page tshuva, a complex 20-page tshuva. And that's just an ayin. You open up Rav Avadia's tshuvas and you bring all the makaris together. It's 100 pages. Just on one shaila. And then obviously it's not just the makaris, it's not the bekiyas, it's the analysis, it's coming to a psak. Incredible. Nishalti odos ishin sha'os tehefsek taira achas shashoka chama b'sholo sha'arba dakots v'lo bot ka'atz makodem l'chein. I was asked about a woman who did a Hefsek Taira after Shkia Sachama, 3 or 4 minutes. 3 or 4 minutes after Shkia Sachama, she did her Hefsek Taira. Is it effective, this Hefsek Taira, to count the 7 clean days from the next day? And she already started her Shiva Nikim. V'nei kvar aveinu le'el, I already quoted earlier. Masha Kasef Marana Beit Yosef, Shemasha Katav Betul, Shem Arosh, Yavsik Vitara Yebimena Shmashot, Yom Shevsik Abo Meleot, Mashma Vadai, the Lav Dafkahu, Shemabena Shmashot, who Safik Meneom Mena Laila, that the Torah writes in the name of the Rosh, that the Hefsek Taira is in Ben Ashmashes, is Lav Dafka. Because Ben Ashmashes is Safik Meneom Mena Laila. And if she didn't check herself earlier, Ein Rawishi Alela. Kevin the Misafkal and Shem Min Alaylu, who named Shiyom Shep Posek as both Safal to the Minyan Shiva. How can it be if she didn't check earlier, then it doesn't count? It might already be night. You can't do a Hefsek Taira and count that as a full day. You need to do the Hefsek Taira before it starts, before the night. So Ben Hashemashis is Lav Dafka, means before. And so writes the Prisha, Ayin Sham. If it's night or even Suffolk night, and she didn't check earlier, she can't count the Shiva Nikim on the next day because it's already night, and we require 7 complete clean days. So writes Bepshitus in the Nob Yehuda Madura Tinyana. In Yeridei and Simon Lamed Aleph, so writes the Tzemach Tzedek and the Piskei Dinim, the Lechem Simla, Siv Kat Neches, Misgeres HaShochan and Yeridei, the Piskei Zuta, and many others. The Chorot emerges according to this, that if a woman checks Ben Hashemashos, the Bedika doesn't help in order to be able to count the Shiva Nikim for the next day, because maybe the Ben Hashemashos is already from part of the night, and therefore the Bedika is not going to be effective. Because maybe it's already nighttime, and she saw tipas dam betchilas ben hashmashas. She saw a drop of blood at the beginning of ben hashmashas, and it was lost. And memela, she doesn't have 7 complete clean days. Chenekasev b'pshitus achach masadam v'amisgeres ha'shulchan al kitzur shulchan arach yehordeya. Hakitzur shulchan arach tzimukuf nantes. However, the Mishnah Berure in the Sefer Nitcha Yisrael and Perek Mem Aleph Sivav, and in the Sefer Taras Yisrael in the 13th Perek in Osvav writes that if a woman did have sick tire ben hashmashes, she has to ask the shayla to a moira harosh. She should ask a posik. And he didn't want to close the door to women who might, that they should not count that as a full day. She'd ask a rav, he said. And that's probably maybe because there are different shittas in one bein hashmashes is, like he explains in the Mishnah Berurah and Sof Sim Reis Samach Aleph. Ulam nira de menidon hidan da havid yevdi yishmakam l'hakal she techashiv la efsik tayra v'tim nebi yom ha-mochus. Shunda v'sveik sveik l'hakam. So here, you have a sveik sveika to be makel in our case. What's the sveik sveika? Maybe she didn't see before Bein HaShemashes. Shemelo rata klal mikodem Bein HaShemashot. Maybe she didn't, there was no blood at all. So if there's no blood at all, there's nothing to worry about. She's clean. And if she did have a drop of blood, maybe Bein HaShemashes is still day. And then when she did the Hefsek Taira, it's still considered before the night, and then it's Shivan Akim Shleimim. So on one hand, maybe there's no blood at all, Zay Maladog. And even on the tzad that there is blood, maybe now that she checked, the blood was seen during the day. The drop of blood was lost, but it was still day. Now she did her Hefsik Taira, and she still has 7 complete clean days, because Bein HaShemashes is a Sefik day. So that's the Sfeik Sfeika. V'yesh L'tzari Fotzvaros Rabbeinu Tam. We know Rabbeinu Tam is about 58 minutes after our Shkia. This is Shkia. And there are many, many people on Rabbeinu Tam's team. When I hear about Rabbeinu Tam's team, you have the Raiva, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, the Rosh, the Ran, the Ritva, the Mordechi, the Smag, the Roikeach, the Meiri, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. There's an Arichos about this written by Maran in the Abiya Omer in Helek Bet, Helek Orahayim, the Siman Chavalif. Ba'al Tzavot Hilosam, Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Eze Yofi. Can't get much better than that. Shulchan Aruch himself. So in Reis Samach Aleph, also passages like Rabbeinu Tam. So Memela, she checked 3 or 4 minutes after Shkia. It's long before Shkia, if you're talking about Shkia Rabbeinu Tam. So you can use Rabbeinu Tam as a Chazir Litzdarufei, as part of an as another suffix. Not only that, you have Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds in the Gemara that Bein HaShemashes starts after the end of the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda. So the 3 or 4 minutes after Shkia, when this woman checked, is still long before Bein HaShemashes, because it's before this man of Rabbi Yossi. So we have kama v'kama sveikas v'sveikas sveikas lahakol. We have shittas Rabbeinu Tam. We have that Bein HaShemashes doesn't start until Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashes, which is later. We have maybe there was no blood at all. Maybe it is Bein HaShemashes, but it was still day. Hein emes. שהתז וילדי הקוסה עבדו יבדינם ספק ספק על ההתיר במקום שיש חזקס איסר. So the Taz writes in Yerideya that we don't make a sveik sveik to be matir if there's a cheskas iser, and so writes the Shach, v'hamenchas yankiv v'od achroinim, v'im ken v'nidon didan shiv cheskas iser nida. So here she is a cheskas nida. So how can you be makel in the case of cheskas iser? The Taz says that sveik sveik is don't help us when there's a cheskas iser. Like the Ramban writes that the Hefsek Taira takes her from Cheskas Tumah to Cheskas Taira. I ain't the safe of Sidrek. The Hara Besiv Kotn Kof Gimel Dibor Masl Ol Rizi. And in the Tshuvas of the Binyan Sion in the first volume in Siman Ayin Aleph and Dibor Masl Ol Rizi. So our Sveik Sveika shouldn't help. Wherever the Taz, the Shach there, and Siv Chofres writes that if there are three Sveikas, we can be Mekel. So the Shach says that if the three Sveikas, you could be Mako. Because even if you say that she is a cheskas iser, there's still a sveik sveika to be matir. Bechlal, when there's mamash and iser, you can be matir if there's a sveik sveika. Not clear to me why three sveikas, why two sveikas aren't enough. Kapanim, three sveikas is certainly enough. So that's the shach. The Taz says no. Doesn't matter how many sveikas you have. So writes the Minchas Kohen, so writes the Minchas Yankov. So maybe the Taz, and those who hold like the Taz, learn that Sveika d'oraisa l'chum is min haTorah. And therefore the heter of Sveika and d'oraisa is mitam rov. Like the Rash writes in a tshuva. When there's a cheskas iser, we say smoch mi'uta l'chazaka l'hachmir. וגם בשלוש הספק הסקתי חושב מיוט לצטרף לחזקס איסר להחמיר מדרבונה. So in other words, you have one ספק. One ספק makes it 50-50. What do you do if it's 50-50? 50-50, ספק דו רייסה לחומר. And you have another ספק, and that 50% that's usur, now you have a suffix on that also. Maybe even on the side that it's usur, it's mutter. You have another suffix. So now you have a rov that it's mutter. But since we're dealing with the Dairaisa, what we do is we say smoch miyuta lechazaka. There's a cheska sisser. And put that cheska sisser together with the miyut that it's usur. And then be machmir. And even if there are three sveikas, akati choshev miut letztarif lecheskas iser lahachmir midrabana. Even if there are three asurim, we're still going to be machmir, at least the rabana. Because you still have a miut that it's asur. And you still have a cheskas iser, so if you're not going to, we'll bring it down a darga. If it's a sveik sveika, so then we'll still be machmir smoch miyuta lechazak and machmir daraisa. And if it's three sveikas, then smoch miyuta lechazaka, let's be machmir midrabana. But we paskin that sveika daraisa lechumre is midrabana. And the heter of Sveik Sveika, so it's not because of Roiv, but rather the heter of Sveik Sveika is, so in other words, if you hold Sfeika Deraisa is L'chomer Minat Torah, so then it's not going to help if there's a Cheskas Isser, because we're mitzarif the Cheskas Isser to the Miut. But if you hold that Sfeika Deraisa L'chomer is only a Din D'Rabbanan, Sfeik Sfeika is going to be Mutter. Why? Because the first Sfeik to make turns it into a D'Rabbanan. Because now you have a suffix, so what does the suffix say? The suffix says, oh, Amud Daraisa, that's mutter. It's only us, Durabanan. And comes the second suffix, and that makes it the Gamre Lakula. It can be Mekel. So explained, Rabbeinu, the Pnei Yoshua, in Ksubis Dabtes Samad Aleph, Tosti Ramasa Le Tzricha, Pnei Kosav Eprim Gadim, Begin Asvradim, Kval Chesti, Ramasa Le Tamashani, and so write the Tshuvas Shem Aryeh, and Chelik Yeridei, and Simon Beis. And the Chivas Amudei Eish, Daphnin Gimel Amud Beis. Lefizek Sheish Cheskas Isser, Afa Pisha Safi Karishan Lo Tzir Mechet Meisr Torah Safi Vecheskas Isser, even though the Safi didn't take it out of Meisr Torah because you have to the Chazaka, so normally we say if there's a Safi Isser, so it's no longer Meisr Daraisa. It's only Meisr Rabbanan because Fekah Daraisa Lechom is Lekula, Minat Torah. But if you have a Cheskas Isser, then it's Lechomra. Mikol Mokoim Hasafek Hasheni Oseyu Le'Isser Derabbanan. Nevertheless, the second Safek, the first Safek, you follow the Chazaka. The second Safek turns it into a Derabbanan. And the third one is Matirat Lagamre Mishum Sveik Derabbanan Lakula. So says Rabbeinu in the Chivas HaMarcheshes, in Yeridei Alamed Dalet Os Dalet, Vimken L'Didon, three Sveikas are going to help us. And Balav Hachid Pri Chodesh writes in Simon Kuf Yud that Sveik Sveika is good even if there's a Cheska Sisser. And so he writes in the Klali Sveik Sveika, so it's the Mari Mat, the Chelek Beis. In Shuta Marish Dam, he brings in the name of the Marishach, Sheish Lahati Raguna, the Sveik Sveika, even the Isser Torah. And he brings a number of sources in that direction. Crazy place in Yaradea Simon Kufyud. Sveik Sveik is good even against the Cheska Sisser. So our Sveik Sveik here held us it's going to enable us to be Mako. However, there are many, so there's some posts can be Kitzer hold that Sveik Sveik is effective in Makom Cheska Sisser. Other hold that it's not. And Rav Avadia brings many sources about that. By Ikra Yesh Loimar, the Dafka B'Safik Shev Mitzivs, the Shema Paskin Maluras M'Vod Yeim, Koyne Ben HaShemashis V'Lo Rosa, Klal Ben HaShemashis, who neged Cheskes Tome Shalom. Ramin Ruk Mai Chazak, Aval Shar Tzfekes, at place for Pluxa Drapsa, when Amachog Shemen Ruhid Rav Yesi, Azman Ben HaShemashis, when Amachog Shemen Shid Sra Ben Utam, the Shid Sagoinim, or Etzem HaSafik in Ben HaShemashis, Yom Ulaila, So when do we file the Chazak Meikar as a Suffolk in the Mitzvahs? Did she see blood or did she not see blood? So you could say, oh, she's a Chazak of seeing blood. But there are others, so you assume that she still saw blood. But then there are other Sveikas here that are Sveikas Dedina. So what is the Suffolk? What is the Chazak that she sees blood have to do with the Sveik of Dedina? It's not Mashpiyah and the Suffolk in the Din. Is Machlot in the Din like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi? Or is the din like the Rebbeinu Tam with the Gainim? Or the Etzim Safik is Shemana Shemash is Yom Ulaila? So this is the Chazaka to make cars, it must be in the Sveik of the Dina. Chazaka lo Tishan is Halacha. And therefore we can be Mekel if it's Sveik of the Rabbis, Saka Figinar and Psak. We can be Mekel on the Sveik of the Hakel. Similar to this writes the Knesset Sagadoil in Yoradeh and Simon Yitches. And the Chuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Simon Lamed Zayin. So recently we had two Shiurim in that Chuva. Actually, I found the Chuva through this shtickle in the Taras Habayis. So hopefully we'll continue that. We already sent a flos in that tshuva of Rabbi Kivager. That's when I was spoiled that Ravadi went through this whole tshuva and he just writes it here in a few words. It's a difficult and lengthy tshuva. But that's the tremendous bikias of Chacham Ovadia. And also in the Nadu Yudim Adur Tinyan and Yeredeh Semen Kuf Pei Ches. That in Sveik of the Dinas we don't follow a Chazaka. sell to in the Prima Gadim. And so writes the Munkacher and Nechatz a loser, and Simon Samach Zayin in the first volume, and Dibar Maskel of Yishlein. Okay, there's a great arichus in this shaila. I'm hoping that we will have another shir and we'll be able to continue this fascinating discussion and see niflaos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.